spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
It's First Down with Jason Neal and Cody Patton.
Hello and welcome.
Good evening, everybody.
To another exciting edition of First Down right here on KSFS. I am Cody Pasby.
And I'm Jason Neal.
And we want to hear from you. And we thank you for joining us, by the way. But we want to hear from you because you really make this show possible. Call 415-338-1532 if you want to talk to us, or talk to us on the chat roll.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
there's a lot of to talk about.
There really
is. And it's finally the first week in like 5 weeks that we had something so extremely crazy.
Yeah, we don't have to make up things like, you know, Linsanity.
Remember when we made up something where we said Derek Jeter had puppies that would
exactly.
feed him, or chimpanzees or something?
That's gone. We don't have to make any of that up anymore because there's real stuff to talk about. And we want to talk about it tonight. And why don't we start off, as we always do, with our big question of the night, which we ask you to give us your answers on the chat roll.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't know, there is a chat roll if you go to the website to check
us
out.
Yes. It's a really nifty little thing. So talk to us on the chat roll. Also call us in. Once again, the number 415-338-1532.
So I'll be posted on Facebook or on the chat roll if you need it.
Yes. And if you are listening on the... Yeah, what you know what I mean.
On the interwebs.
So we are going to be here. You know, here are our big questions of the night, and let's get it off with a big local story, which is Matt Cain. The last few days, we've been hearing the Giants and Matt Cain. There's progress. Both sides want to get something done before spring training. We're also hearing that Matt Cain will not sign unless it's over 100 mil. So,
you know what? This guy, even though he doesn't have a winning record, even though his ERA is typically over 3 most times, I think he's due $100 million, but not...
Absolutely.
The problem is that I don't know if you sign him for more than 4 years.
That's our question to you, our listening audience, is what do you sign Matt Cain for? How many years? How much do you give him? That's the question. And if you're Brian Sabian, what do you do? I think I think you give him a whole lot because this guy has proven to be your horse. It's your horse. He's
the longest tenured Giant, and he's been on since he was, 21, 22?
Yeah. He's been there
for... He's, 26, 27? Yeah. And he won your World Series. I mean, he basically won your World Series because he didn't give up one run in the postseason.
Yeah.
And he went 8 innings most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people will say is how many runs did he give up in the postseason? A big, fat...
I know, but the problem is that he wants Cy Young Award money, and even with this same offense that Tim Lincecum's won 2 Cy Youngs under, he hasn't been anywhere close to those kind of years.
I would say, though, that last year, Cain got pretty close. I thought last year he had a great year. Look, Cy Young year,
I agree, but that's the big thing, is that does he deserve $100 million because he hasn't done what Lincecum has in this time on the Giants, and that's the point. But you listeners out there, I want you to call in 415-338-1532. Tell us your opinions on Matt Cain. Tell me on the chat roll, and maybe later on we might be giving some little specialties away. And I also have a new segment I want to bring up today. Weird stuff Jason found on the internet in sports.
What?
That's what I wanted, because I found an article which made me laugh, and I want to share that with you later on.
Share it with the world, Jason.
Yes.
As we do have a caller right now.
This is amazing. This is awesome.
He's actually a good friend of ours. He is Ryan from San Francisco. He is a KSFS man. I mean, he is one of us. Ryan, how's it going, man?
The myth, the legend, Ryan Hilton himself calling in right now.
How's it going, buddy? What I hear you want to talk about Matt Cain.
Oh, you know what? I just wanted to throw in my little 2 cents, even though, I might be a little biased because I am a Giants fan and Matt Cain is always, the man I'm rooting for, even though, they have a bunch of good, pitchers. Their pitching staff is unbelievable, and it's going to be like that for a little bit longer, as long as we keep a couple of the pieces. But my insight, what I think, they should definitely make sure Cain is there before Tim Lincecum. Cain is the workhorse. Cain is the guy that's always working as hard as he can. The past two seasons, he's been on top of his game. I mean, Timmy is, you know, he's got two Cy Young, he's really good and everything, but I feel like he's almost kind of fallen off a little bit. I mean, maybe the long hair is getting to him. I'm not entirely sure what's going on, but Matt Cain's the man they got to make sure they're keeping before Kim Lipscomb, and that's just my little insight. That's how I feel, but I don't know how you guys feel.
I agree, and the thing is that I'm not going to say it, but the agents of the Giants are going to be like, hey, he hasn't won a World – he won the World Series with us. But he hasn't done something fantastic in the season yet. He has not been amazing.
Pitting up
times.
A goose egg in the postseason on the ERA.
That's one postseason. That's one World Series, and I agree.
I hear Ryan's side of it with the Tim Lincecum thing, because a lot of people, the last few years, the velocity has gone down. The strikeouts have gone down. The walks have gone up. That's a bit distressing. But the fact is, all those numbers are still there, yet he has still performed he's still, at the end of these seasons, one of the top 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I think you bring Cain back so that, and I know that a lot of people are saying, oh, you can't bring Lincecum back, but I think you bring Cain back, I think Lincecum will feel more inclined to come back. He'll want to come back.
I was just going to add in on that. I mean, if Lincecum sees that Cain wants to come back here and keep playing and make this like a future and make this like the city, like give it another like one or two, maybe even three World Series. Come on. I mean, let's get serious. we're just like a cut. Like I said this earlier about the Warriors, one big man away. I mean, the Giants are just like one big first baseman, big hitter away, like a Prince Fielder or like an Albert Pujols away from being a dominant thing in the West.
But the problem is they don't want to come here. And then so the pitching wants to leave. And that's the problem.
That's so true.
You get Cain a hitter, and you get Lincecum a hitter, they'll stay. Right now, they're going to go.
Didn't Cain hit for his first at-bat, hit a home run?
I believe it was close to
you
it.
You know what?
I was
there when he hit that home run.
Nice.
It was awesome.
We have a man, he was there.
But, you know, if you want to talk about Cain home runs, he went off of Carlos Zambrano.
That's right.
That was an epic home run because it was a deep arching fly ball.
My last little
big enough to do that. I mean, Tim Lincecum probably could maybe hit it over the first baseman's head, maybe. But
I know Lincecum said that his goal this year is to hit a home run, so that'll be interesting.
He says it every year.
Yeah, I know. That's his last.
That's one
goal.
Of the things on 2K11. If you hit a home run with Tim Lincecum, you get a point. Like.
Nice. Of course, the gamer rewards for 2K11, and I gotta say this: there's one thing that the Giants do well. It's keeping their big stars. So I have full confidence that they're going to make this Cain thing happen, and they're going to get Tim Lincecum back too.
That's the problem with like all the teams. They always get rid of their big star thinking they're going to get something better in return, but I have a feeling these two guys are what we need to keep to make it a team.
Precisely. Hey, Ryan, thanks for calling in, dude. Hey, what about a little self-promotion? Every Thursday?
You can all tune in at 11 to 12 on Thursdays in the morning to listen to The Hangover. We talk sports and everything. We had a different little show today, but definitely give a shout out for these guys for letting me call in, and definitely tune in on Thursdays 11 to 12 to listen to The Hangover.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks. Hey, thanks, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks.
You know what? I agree with you guys. Well, the problem is that they don't have a hitter or a lineup for them to say, you know what, we are going to keep winning, and you're going to have to not pitch as hard as you normally do because Cain's got the worst run support in the league.
Yep.
And Bumgarner's starting to turn out the same way as Cain is.
But you hope these young bats kind of build up. Guys
you
like
can't
Belt,
hope
like Posey,
in this game anymore.
Like
you've got to get it.
Posey, Sandoval, they're both very young. You got
That's
Belt.
Two.
You got Gary Brown.
But you need a power hitter, consistent power hitter. These guys hit for average,
and
too.
And Belt could be that guy. And Sandoval could be that guy. Sandoval really adding the muscle. He looks like he's trying to become more of a power hitter.
See, you say Belt. You have a lot of faith in Belt.
I have a lot of faith in Brandon.
Don't have that faith just yet. And I think you need a veteran big bat in the lineup. That's not Huff.
That's, oh, geez. You could not have said it better.
And so that's what they need. And they need someone like, someone that you can get. I wish they would have gotten Adrian Beltre and made Pablo first baseman.
You should have gotten a guy like Prince Fielder in the offseason, but now you
know. Well, he's $219 million.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, other question of the night for you. So, again, first question, what does Matt Cain sign for? What do you give him? How many years? How much money? That's the big question. Also, of course, it's one of the big questions. The Peyton Manning era ended yesterday in Indianapolis. He is a free agent.
Oh,
he's reportedly gonna make.
To say.
He is reportedly gonna make his decision
in the second hour of our show.
Exactly. No, he'll reportedly make his decision tomorrow.
This is ridiculous. And we'll wait till the second hour at 10 o'clock when we'll discuss this Peyton Manning.
But give us your thoughts on where Peyton is going. Tell us on the chat roll or call us in 415-338-1532. We want to hear from you, our listening audience.
Yes.
So why don't we take our first break of the evening? When come back, we will be talking one of the biggest stories in sports the last week, and it has to do with the New Orleans Saints and a big problem in the NFL. And welcome back to First Down here on KSFS. I'm Cody Passby.
I'm Jason Neal.
And call us in 415-338-1532 if you want to talk to us. Again, the big questions of the night. What is Matt Cain signed for? How long? How much? And where is Peyton Manning going?
Oh, yeah. But first, before we get into those two.
The big story in the NFL.
The biggest story in the NFL, which is some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of, happened. But I heard this happen before, and my friend Daniel Vesmore, who's tuning in right now, says it happened at SMU in the 80s. The same thing happened.
Yeah, exactly. The sort of... If you don't know what we're talking about, it's...
I was just about to get into that, but go ahead.
Allegations, yes. Allegations, well, more than allegations now, pretty much confirmed.
Well, it's been a three-year investigation by the NFL and lawyers and private investigators is that they've had bounties on players by their defense to take them out of the game.
Defensive coach Greg Williams, defensive coordinator Greg Williams, he is no longer the defensive coordinator for the Saints. He is for the Rams, but I'm sure that won't be long that he'll be holding that job. The last 3 years, the NFL has been investigating this because, yes, as we said, bounties on players. They have said the biggest one was in the 2009 NFC Championship game. There was a $10,000 reward for whoever took Brett Favre out of the game.
He also said it happened in Miami as well in the 80s. A lot of the 80s were a lot of bounties.
See, to me, there's going to be punishment. The NFL has to come down hard on this because they have a reputation to uphold because Roger Goodell has been trying to make this a safer NFL. You know,
I agree. And, you know, this is not the first time Greg Williams has been investigated for this. This happened when he was the head coach of the Buffalo Bills in 2000, 2003.
When he was with the Washington Redskins.
And then the Redskins, I think.
Well, he was with the Redskins. It happened too.
Yeah, and then now it's with the Saints, who won a Super Bowl. Yeah. And they were planned on taking out, and this has happened hugely, and they told them, don't do this.
They told them this before the 2011 season.
And then New Orleans Saints said, we won't do this.
And they did.
We'll tell them to stop it. And the whole year, I mean, we saw it in games, in the first game of the spring of the preseason, when they were just going, I know the whole didn't get a phone call from Harbaugh, but the whole Niner first part of the game.
Yeah.
Was all blitzes on every pass.
It makes certain hits look a lot different. The game that Kurt Warner looks back to as the hit that may have ended his career against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
And you know what? And they almost didn't give Drew Brees the money he wants either. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If I'm Drew Brees, I'm going, I don't want to be with an organization that's known for...
Yeah.
Well, Drew Brees I brought them to the promised land, and now... it's getting diminished because of this bounty system.
Drew Brees also doesn't want to be franchise tagged, but that's a whole other
story. I think he
story.
Did. I think he actually got franchise tagged.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't want to. He was very he's very upset about it. But and he rightfully should.
You know, and there's another story if you go on Yahoo Sports by Mr. MJD.
Yeah, huh?
Could Greg Williams land in jail for his bounties?
Oh, see, now we're getting a little ahead
and
of
I'm
ourselves.
Not saying no, but putting people's lives at risk.
That's true.
Is a felony if I'm not.
No, it's absolutely
if
right.
I'm not wrong.
Now, you know what though? I said that's ridiculous, but hey, if a player really felt like this was endangering, I was endangered.
But if you're getting paid and you're playing a game and they're just saying, you know what, I'm just going to go try to hit you as hard as I can, they're not trying to say I'm going to kill the guy.
Here's the most disturbing part of this for me is the reaction from players. Veterans.
And they don't care. A lot of players are like,
exactly.
This happens all the time.
That's what's pissing me off. Because Bill Romanowski, of course, of all guys.
This guy was so hopped on steroids that his voice went weird.
Yeah.
This guy hit a guy and body slammed him to the ground.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen YouTube, Bill Romanowski.
So you pretty much get an idea of the man I'm about to talk about and what he said. Bill Romanowski said the biggest problem in this whole controversy is the fact that it got out.
Exactly.
He said the fact that this got out of the player locker room, that somebody on the players or the coaches said something, that's the biggest problem. That's
exactly.
What he said. To me, that's
But if
what?
You're a player, that's the point. You're protecting your locker room chats.
Look.
And I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah.
That it's not wrong, sorry. It is wrong.
It's wrong.
But this is the unwritten rule as a player. You don't say anything outside the locker room that was said in the locker room. It's like, you don't talk about Fight Club. It's the same deal, but that's the way it's taken as. It's like baseball with the unwritten rules.
In 1950, in 1960, you can say what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. In 2012, I don't think that's the point. I don't think that's the case anymore.
I agree. And here, Greg Doyle at CBSSports.com wrote this. He asked a question to Doyle, which is the criminal defense attorney, for the Saints if it happens. There's no question this was a criminal. They're talking about Greg Williams. Yep. If a player was hurt, and he was hurt by players playing outside the rules with intent to injure, and intent, in quotes, is the key word
intent.
Here.
Intent. Intent is the word.
That makes it battery. No one in the NFL consents to being hit in such a way that is intended to injure them. This was a criminal.
And I keep hearing this from former players and even current players. They said, oh, and even people who are trying to defend this whole thing, saying, What if we change the word bounty with incentive? Would we be feeling like this? But here's the thing. It's not an incentive. It is a bounty. I'm going to put $10,000 for whoever sacks Brett Favre versus $10,000.
Oh, they almost took Brett Favre out of his... Yeah,
exactly. $10,000 for whoever gets a big hit. That's different.
If the Niners said, you know what, Deshaun Goldson, knock out Pierre Thomas in the playoffs.
That
was not the point of that
tackle. That's a bounty.
It just ended up being that way, but they're not getting charged for it. I don't think he was trying to knock him out. I just think he went for the tackle.
No. I'm saying that if Deshaun Goldson, we said found out something. Later, got paid $5,000 for that.
Yeah, it's a bounty.
That's a bounty.
Like Boba Fett in Star Wars.
Exactly.
If you want to go after Han Solo, that's how it works.
Exactly. That's how this works.
I can't believe I used that as
Star Wars references are always welcome on First Down. Thank you very much. But don't tell me that putting $10,000 on some guy's head in a football game is not a bounty, because it is a bounty.
Yes.
You are saying, you cannot switch the words, because they're completely different things.
And the problem is that it's getting public by investigators, and this is what makes players upset. And this is
shaking their boots.
And you know, it's crazy, and I can't believe that it got out. First off,
and
because I played football,
and
we didn't have bounties, but they say if you hit him hard enough, he might get out of the game.
You get a nice sticker on your helmet. You get a pad
but in
on the
college,
back.
I don't think they have bounties.
They don't. Yeah. But there's a whole reward system that has been
not for killing a guy.
No.
That's basically what's basically going to happen. You injure him out of because you can hit him hard enough to kill the guy.
But there has been a reward system from the moment these guys were in Pee Wee to when they went to high school, from then they went to college, of either you get a pat on the back, you get a nice little juice box for Pee Wee or something. You get to go get a pizza after for Pee Wee.
Yeah, but knocked a player out.
You get stickers on your helmet if you're in high school or football or college.
Not in high school. My high school you did get stickers.
Yeah,
but
some high schools.
But I've never gotten a sticker for hitting the guy so hard I knocked him out of the game for
exactly.
I just made it for a good tackle in the key situation.
To me, the players and coaches, they're trying to hold a secret society in a massively public forum. The NFL's the biggest sport in America, one of the biggest sports in the world, because, let's be honest, America's the pop culture capital of the world.
You know, and we keep bringing up my friend Daniel Vesmore, who's listening from Nevada, but he says it happened in rugby too. In rugby, they will pick you up and pile drive you to the ground just to make sure you get knocked out of the game, but nothing's ever happened in that sport either.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, if you hit somebody, throw somebody on their head, break their neck, going to kill them.
Yeah. This is, you see it. It's like the floodgates have opened. Now we're saying, oh, this happens everywhere. This happens in the NFL. Every team has an incentive program of some sort. And the fact that we have now been let into this little secret society,
the
this little
is
club.
That it's the same man at every place that they've followed.
For Greg Williams, for bounties. But I'm talking incentives.
Sure. Yeah, but he's the main man in this whole situation.
Sure, sure. I'm talking that situation I'm talking about this whole incentive thing as a whole.
But the problem is that no one else has been caught for this.
No.
And or no one else is maybe not doing it.
I would be shocked if no one else is doing something like this. Because players have come out and said there's incentives. Yeah, there's incentives in every locker.
There's always incentives.
Yeah.
But it's not for knocking somebody out.
But it's for
like
things like big hits and stuff. But players are mad that we know about this now.
Well, it's just like baseball and steroids.
But players weren't mad. They were like embarrassed. They were embarrassed because they didn't want anyone to know about this.
But this is kind of how this feels too.
Yeah, they're embarrassed, but they're also like, no, you don't. You shouldn't know about this. I'm mad that you know about this. Guess what? Get over it. And don't defend
yourself.
The problem
is that
don't defend it.
Get, if it truly goes the way I just read it from the could Greg Williams go to jail thing, he could. And but and the, here's the other argument from Mishnick from the New York Post. For years, the NFL's version of tackle football, in quotes, tackle football, had been headed for a rendezvous of some
rendezvous.
With, I can't believe something I said like that wrong. Rendezvous.
It happens
with criminality. it's 9 o'clock, people.
We're not on.
It's also
Wheel
after
of
dark,
here.
And I'd love to rendezvous.
Scrabble, whatever.
In the Saints' case, pro football became less a sport than a purposely coached under business that was rewarded excessively with brutality and attempts to maim and disable opponents known in the big business world as competitors.
This is the article. I think I've read this. He's basically saying that the NFL needs to be, that there's a whole thing with the NFL's trying to get safer. Right?
And basically he says, and
that Goodell has been trying to do that for a while.
And it meets every standard of what the fronts of our newspapers, district attorneys, and attorneys generally classify as organized crime.
Hmm. That's in regards to Williams.
Yes.
Can I say something really quick about the NFL on this? Is that,
if you look at, and you know, in the video, there's a video at the end of this Yahoo article with, you know, hits by the New Orleans Saints. And it, right away, there's a picture of Will Smith, defensive tackle for the Saints, tackling Alex Smith, but his hands are up by his head, where he's grabbing the jersey.
There's a problem with the Saints. This is a big problem with the Saints, obviously. There's an even bigger problem, I think, within the entirety of the NFL. Players, we know about it now. Get over it. And the NFL, I think, to me, this has been a problem for a long time. It's a violent sport. You can make it safer. It's fine. No one's going to argue that you should make the sport safer, but don't deny that it's a violent sport, because I feel like we're trying to sugarcoat it a little bit.
And lately with the way the quarterback rules and the hits on the pass interference calls, the game has been downgraded to basically touch football. And these hits, and this is why it's even a bigger problem, is because these hits have been known as flags and illegal penalties the last 3 years.
Yep.
And this is what makes it even worse, is that the game has been, the NFL and commissioner, or also known as Stalin Goodell, has been trying to
Roger
stop
Stalin.
This. And that's the big problem. And they're showing pictures of Favre getting nailed in the playoffs.
Yet, the NFL needs this to sort of succeed. It's a big part of their sport, violence. So how much?
It's a violent sport.
Yeah,
as violent.
It's
as,
a violent sport
as wrestling or rugby per se.
But it's physical. People are knocking each other. There's always there's 100% chance of injury. It's a violent sport. Don't deny the violence. This is obviously excessive. This bounty system, obviously, we all know that it's wrong and it's
now
terrible.
Now I want to know how many injuries have been caused by New Orleans Saints defenders.
I think
that number comes out and it's over, say, 25. I say you go for everything you can to put these people in suspensions and fines and maybe criminal charges.
If anyone,
for
though,
Greg Williams.
It'll be Greg Williams who's going to get the brunt of this.
And thank you. And St. Louis is going, damn it.
Yeah.
Why do we sign him as my defensive coordinator? And Jeff Fisher's like, really? I leave Tennessee. I come back a year later. And this is what happens to my team? Yeah. Truly does affect the St. Louis Rams.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can't say no.
Their season is totally, I mean, they still got Jeff Fisher as their head coach. That'll be fine. But their season's definitely going to.
He's not a hugely defensive guy.
Yeah, their season takes a different feeling.
The genius that is Greg Williams.
The genius.
He could be gone.
The genius who said, that maybe now the reason he was a genius is because he said $10,000, whoever gets that Favre guy on his ass.
But he's got some schemes that are unbelievable, hard to stop with an offensive line.
Schemes that include the green, my friend.
Oh, exactly.
Schemes
exactly.
That include
he plays
the
on a green field too.
Yeah. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I think we all know that. This thing
and,
is just going to get
worse. And you know what?
Worse.
You know, everybody's happy about this being coming out. I can name you one guy right now. Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah. Because now we think Spygate is nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
We
He's
think
like,
that's
I cheated. I cheated. Blatantly cheated. And, oh, look. You're taking over.
Oh, you are paying players to knock other players out. Oh, I look like a saint.
I just won three
to you.
Super Bowls by Spygate.
Yeah. I look like a He looks like a saint compared to
he
the
does.
Greg Williams.
And that,
boy, oh boy.
That upsets me, too, is that people have forgotten about Spygate.
Don't never forget. Spygate, never forget.
But why would you never forget? This man blatantly cheated.
No, he did. It's bad. It's, again, But let's be honest.
It's not as bad as almost bad. Killing somebody. Because some of these hits are deadly. They get hit in the head. You know, one bad move, even though you're wearing a helmet.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this is the tip of the iceberg. Things are just going to go
you
down.
You know what?
In
the span of the last 6 months on this show,
yes,
we've dealt with Sandusky to bounties.
Oh, just
what is going on
sports,
in the world
baby.
Of sports?
It's controversy.
This is the most. This could be the most controversial 6 months in sports than there has been in a long time.
Yeah. And it's the sports landscape has changed. It's really changed.
It's turned into and I
don't think it's
soccer
even...
moms making sure that no one else babies their to children. They got to make sure everything is perfect.
Oh, that's what it's got to. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got to be perfect for their way.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's that this has been a more particularly controversial time. It's that we live in a society that's more open than ever. We know what's happening. Like, somebody can text what's happening in their bathroom on Facebook or text. Look at me. I sound like I'm freaking
57. And then you also got the people where if they're in charge, they think they can empower you on everything else.
It's just that we're in such an open society where we can put anything up at any moment and things get put up. And it's just it's easier to find out about these things.
Yeah, and if you say anything remotely that can be taken either way, you're always wrong. You're always punished for it.
Yeah, it's the world we live in. It's everything is
everything
gets on the front page in 30 seconds.
For the worse. I think it's changed for the worse.
Well, in ways we've changed for the better too.
I think about 51% badder than 50%.
There are the good and the bad of this whole thing. The fact that we know about these, I think, is good. They're not happening without us even knowing anymore, without a trace of knowledge with it. It's
and
good that
you know
we know
what?
This.
And then there's that case before we go to a break right here, I think.
We will be taking.
Pete Rose is probably going, ha ha, that's nothing compared to what I did.
What, the
betting on baseball.
Oh, yeah.
This is worse. This is betting on injuring somebody.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10 grand if you knock out Alex Smith.
Everyone's looking pretty.
Wouldn't mind that.
Jesus. Can I just 10 grand to knock out a 10 grand to knock a player on his ass? That's what they got.
Knock him on his ass, to knock him out of the game.
There are people who would like who are struggling to get $10,000 and these guys are just tossing it around to knock a player out.
You know where they're getting it from? Fines for them being late to practice.
Yeah, I know. Sure. That's a whole different issue. Money in sports, that's another
and
monster.
That's another issue, Pete Rose, that we've never talked about on this show.
Pete Rose, how you doing, Pete Rose? Put on your pony cap. Talk to me, I don't know.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Anyway, why don't we take a break on that note? When we come back, we will come back to the local scene, the Oakland A's.
That's what a switch.
The Oakland A's. They thought they were going to be the San Jose A's. Things are not looking good.
They might become... the Portland A's.
They might become the Monterey Mexico Athletics. Who knows?
Oh, I have a story about Mexico.
They're
a famous Oakland A's player.
You know what? You might want to leave that for off-air. It just sounds like the type of off-air material.
It involves one of their former big bats, too.
You might hear about it. Oh, yeah. You'll hear about
You'll hear about it.
When we come back right here on First Down, why don't we take a quick... And welcome back to First Down on KSFS. I'm Cody Patrick.
I'm Jason Neal.
And call us in, 415-338-1532, if you want to talk to us about...
anything. What you just missed, if you didn't hear, one of the most intense conversations about bounties ever here on KSFS.
You will ever hear
about,
here
with
KSFS.
The New Orleans Saints. And you know what? As we come back, we're going to switch gears back from football to the opposite perspective of what's being played right now in Arizona and Florida, baseball. And the Oakland Athletics... If you don't mind me saying, are becoming some of the biggest babies in baseball because
I don't know about that
because they did ahead. Give away and we're talking about the rights to San Jose, the old owner, Koss, gave the Giants literally said, "Here, take it, it's free," and now they want it back, and the Giants are saying,
"In the A's defense, that was done what 2-3 owners ago."
An owner ago before Lou Wolf, the one before Lou Wolf.
And even with the Giants, 2-3 owners ago. But with owners with a completely different agenda, with a completely different idea of what the A's...
But that doesn't matter. They gave it away. There's no give-me-backsies here. We're not 2 years old. Okay? And, and now it's worth something. It is worth money. And the A's...
it's certainly worth money.
And if you want it, here's the deal. I'm a joke right here, friend. I want Cespedes... Crisp, and what's his name?
For San Jose?
Yeah.
For who? And then who?
And $100 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
Now here's what. Now
it's a joke. I'm
yes,
just kidding.
I hope you're joking.
Because the Giants want $1 billion
because,
for San Jose.
Well, this is why the A's.
It's ridiculous.
Why
it's the dumbest thing.
Why the A's to San Jose is a big deal once again is because there was a report that came out this week that said that Bud Selig, the commissioner of baseball,
he's not going to give it to him.
Yeah, he says he's not optimistic about it, and he basically is saying that A, the teams need to figure it out, and B, he's worried. Because it's going to set a new precedent.
For
it's
all
going
the other
to
teams.
Change everything. Because even though this sort of territorial rights thing is fairly unique to the A's and Giants,
yes,
there are other places
like
where
New York.
New York's huge because for many years I know a lot of people have been petitioning to get a third team there.
Yes,
in the New Jersey area.
Mm-hmm. Like we need another one.
If this happens, well, sort of like back in the old days with the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Yankees, they get another
yes.
National League team.
Yes.
Now. If this happens, it sets a whole new precedent of if the A's come down and get San Jose, who's to say somebody can't move to New Jersey? Who's to say somebody can't go to Austin, Texas and get a team there?
And you know what? We have our second caller of the night. One of my good friends way back when. He's in Reno right now. It's Daniel Vesmer. Daniel, how you doing?
How's it going, Daniel?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. What do you want to talk to us tonight? We're talking A's right now, so.
Talking about the A's stadium.
Yes, yes.
Got to do it. It's obligatory as an A's fan.
Well,
go ahead and blame me. I don't care.
It's fine. Go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Oh, you know what? Jason, what you said about them being the babies, it's not the team, it's Lou Wolf himself as being a baby.
Yeah,
I agree, but that's making the team look bad. In the whole organization.
It is making the team look bad. And you know what? He's the one who's been nudging Billy B on the shoulder and saying, hey, do this. I want to save money so that way I can build this mythical baseball park in my fantasy land so that way I can get more money from the area that I could build around the stadium in San Jose.
Yes.
Yeah,
because he thinks, you know, oh, Oakland, I can't market around there. It's like, dude, come on. They're going to give you land to build the stadium. They've announced that many times. 66th Avenue was one, even though that would be not very far from where they're at now. And, of course, there was Jack London Square.
Yes.
I don't know why I want to just move there.
The problem is they have brand-new facilities of stores and restaurants, and they don't want to copy the Giants with the waterfront stadium.
I can tell – I think that's not even the issue. I can tell you exactly why they don't want to move there, because Lou Wolf sees Silicon Valley, and he sees billions.
Oh, exactly.
He sees not millions. He sees billions. The Giants have had that benefit. The Giants, when they got the territorial rights, who owns those suites at AT&T Park?
It's Silicon Valley.
So the Giants are scared because if they come down to the South Bay, the A's, then while they may get that East Bay fan base, they lose Silicon Valley. And that's the business aspect. While people are saying, oh, think about the fans, they ain't thinking about the fans. Even the Giants, to an extent, aren't thinking about the fans. They're thinking about the dotted line, and they're thinking about that Silicon Valley money.
That is, you know what, that is absolutely correct. And Jason was talking about the A's potentially moving to Portland.
That was a rumor a while back.
Possibly.
That was a little while back. I think they abandoned that idea.
Yeah.
Why would you not, when there's a beautiful... They love baseball in Oregon.
They do.
And they love it.
The capital city of Portland would love... The city of roses would love to have a team like the A's up there. A brand
Absolutely.
New stadium there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well,
yep.
Daniel... I want to thank you for joining
us. Thank you
as
for
always
listening
for
as well.
Giving us your
We're
A's.
Huge in Reno.
We're huge in Reno.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Right.
Reno. Yeah.
That's right, dude.
Hopefully we're going to the tournament in basketball.
We hope so.
Hey, I know you guys got a big win the other night. You know, congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't even know why I'm congratulating you.
Got to make up for that lackluster football season.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel.
Well, we had to replace Colin Kaepernick. That's not easy.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, he was great when he was up there in University of Nevada.
Absolutely. It was a tough year. Losing 69-21 to Oregon wasn't very helpful.
Oy. Hey, Daniel, thanks a lot for calling.
You.
Don't be a stranger. All right, man.
You got it, guys.
Thank you. You know what? You know, all the way in Reno, Nevada.
I think he has a point with the Lou Wolf thing. And I think that Wolf needs to just sort of cut his losses. Because what's he got to... If this report about San Jose is as damning as it sounds, where it's pretty much Bud Selig saying, look, this probably isn't going to happen. That's pretty much what he's saying. This probably isn't going to happen because there's just far too much money at
stake.
And
at this point, you know what? I know you think Silicon Valley billions, but leave it alone. Billions. You're not going to get it. Think of somewhere else. And if you don't want to stay in Oakland, which at this point, I wouldn't want to stay in Oakland.
Think of Oakland. Oh, see, I know most people don't want to think of it because
if they truly love their team. Even with a losing team, they'd get more than 5,000 people
at that
stadium. They'll
show up if they win. And if they have a nice stadium, they'll show up.
The Giants sucked, and they still got 25,000 to 30,000 people.
They had a beautiful stadium.
Doesn't matter.
But it has to do with the ballpark, too, because Pittsburgh's got a beautiful stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And not that many people show up because they can't win.
Yeah, but
you put a winning team on the field in Oakland.
2000 to 2007.
The Oakland A's, up until the last 4 or 5 years, have not really ever had attendance problems.
Until the year 2006, when Zito brought them to the ALCS championship. You know?
Since 07,
yes,
they have had attendance problems. Before that, there were like some hiccups here and there where they weren't good.
Yeah.
But for the most part...
And you know, we got a Lincecum lunatic on the chat roll, and he says, you know what, making a difference to San Jose would not matter. You know, if you're still Giants fan, you're still going to root for them. But
sure.
But it does matter. Because now the young kids who are going to grow up and they're going to have these A's playing in their backyard are going to root for that team because you always root for the team that's closest to you.
And again, it has to do with what the money is in Silicon Valley because what sells a team and what sells a stadium is suites, luxury suites, because those are where the moneymakers are.
Yeah.
And the big Silicon Valley companies buy them. And that's why the A's want to go. They want a piece
exactly.
of that pie.
But they need to shut up and deal with it. They're not moving down.
What needs to happen is Lou Wolf... If this, again, like I was saying, if the San Jose report is, if this thing about San Jose is as bad as it sounds for Lou Wolf,
yes.
What does he have to gain at this point? What does he have to gain?
At this point,
he
just cannot, might as well sell the team.
Exactly. You might as well sell the team because you have nothing to gain.
And then Larry Ellison will move them to Los Angeles.
I'd hope if Larry Ellison comes in, he says, let's make this work in Oakland.
But then, no.
Let's make it work.
He wanted to get the Warriors, and he said, yeah, I want to move them to San Jose.
No, see, that's you know.
Okay. And you know what? At this point, they need. I say, if it's not working out in Oakland, and you want a new stadium, and Oakland's not going to give you the room in Jack London Square, get out.
But Oakland wants to have it in Jack London Square. They want to do it there. Yeah. It'll be a beautiful site.
Well, they had it. It's beautiful there, and I, you know, that's one of the greatest places in Oakland to go. Jack London Square.
I just hope some good-hearted billionaire. I don't know how likely that is. Comes
Larry
out.
Larry Ellison or Mark Cuban.
And buys the A's and says,
Cuban could just pull out his phone in his pocket and go, I got it.
And I just hope somebody buys the A's and thinks about the community of Oakland.
But they're still not for sale, and Lou Wolf is one of the worst owners of since.
Yeah, he's not been good.
You know what? He's taken this team from greatness to horribleness.
There's a fan base there in the East Bay.
That feels like Al Davis, and they've had two owners at the same time.
Again, I'll always say this, is the fact that this year the Raiders, they sold out games again. They sold out games again because they won.
Yeah.
But the fact is, another big part was that team, those players, those coaches went to the community and said, we are representing Oakland. We are the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, and the A's do that.
And the A's, but not as much as the Raiders. I feel like the Raiders really went out of
the
way and
did that. There's more games in a baseball season.
The ownership
they can't
did too.
Yeah. Promote as much on the walking out, meaning like we represent you, because there's 162 games out there. Mm-hmm. Oakland has 8 games there, and they practice there in Napa for 6 days.
But they struggled to sell those games out, though.
Napa,
I'm just saying.
Too.
I'm just saying, they did struggle to sell those games out. There is a fan base in the East Bay, and people need to realize that the fact is, I know people are set on the luxury suites, but really. You don't got a fan base. Who the hell cares? I'm sure the Pittsburgh Pirates are selling plenty of luxury suites at PNC Park, but they don't have a fan base. So who the hell cares?
Their team
they're not making money.
They were winning when they first opened that stadium, and the problem is the
PNC
A's.
Park. Or,
yeah.
Oh,
when they had Brian Giles in left field and Jack
winning.
Wilson.
They weren't winning. They were in the middle. They were in the middle of that 20 season losing streak.
But that still is some of the better teams than I've seen in the A's in the last 4 years.
I'd rather watch Brian Giles than
Jamel Weeks at second base.
Oh, now you're getting ahead of yourself. Jamel Weeks is
a great player.
He's a great player.
So is Brian Williams, one of the greatest left fielders.
Brian Giles, you mean?
Whatever his name is.
Brian Williams of NBC. Yeah, I think you got Brian Williams of the NBC News.
I know.
That's all right.
It's horrible.
It's late.
And plus, it's two Brians that I don't care about. So.
Nobody cares. Brian Giles.
You know what? I wish you had a sound drop.
Marcus Giles.
If I ever messed up, you know, it doesn't matter what you think.
It does not matter. But I think we can both agree, Lou Wolf, because if this San Jose thing is as bad as it sounds, you just need to cut your losses.
But he doesn't want to.
Can.
He's making money like it's nothing.
But what's he got? Again, he has nothing to gain now. If this report is correct, he has zero to gain.
Yeah, I agree. But it's not going to happen.
We'll see. Well, you know what's not going to happen? Ace of San Jose. That's what it really sounds like.
Oh, and now
they're
thinking about Santa Clara,
because
too.
Because the Giants...
And, like, that's going to happen.
Yeah. The Giants are going to fight to keep that San Jose area. They're going to... They are... Basically, right now, they're saying, that's ours.
Oh,
what are you
and plus, the owners would
issue.
Have to vote for it as well.
And they don't
want to
vote for it.
What owner's going to say yes
exactly.
to this?
Exactly. Because they don't want to vote for it because it sets... Again, it sets a new precedent. It's the yes. Rangers aren't going to vote for that.
No.
The Houston Astros aren't going to vote for that.
New York Mets and Yankees aren't going to
uh-huh.
vote for that. Tampa Bay and Marlins are going to vote for that.
Those places that are at risk of getting a new team near them, they're not going to vote
City
for it.
Kansas City and St. Louis aren't going to vote for that.
Nobody's going to vote for that because there's just that territorial issues, and they don't want to deal with
exactly.
all that anymore.
And you know what? The Twins, they started winning. Look, they got a brand new stadium. That's all yep. you have to do. And Lou Wolf doesn't care. He goes, I'll start winning when I get a new stadium.
Win and then get the stadium.
That's and that's
really
what the Niners are doing. Hey, look, exactly. we got on the pace of winning. And a beautiful Olympic-sized stadium's coming in Santa Clara.
Yep. Just win, baby. Just win,
that's
baby.
All that matters.
When we get back from the break, we will give you three strikks.
Oh, yeah.
For
I can't
week.
Wait.
It'll be a nice three strikes. We might have an extra
one.
Strike. I think we'll have four strikes.
And then
we'll have a dropped third strike. How about that?
And then
we'll go to the strike four.
Proceeds to my weird segment of the day.
Yes. We got
this happens to happen more often because I found some weird articles to
we
talk about.
We got plenty of weird to talk about when we come back
I
here.
I got three weird things to
are
talk
we gonna
about.
Have six strikes? We got back-to-back strikeouts?
These
I think
are not
we are.
Strikes. These are weird
they're
articles
not strikes.
That
okay.
Jason has found.
There you go. When we come back here on KSFS. And welcome back to First Down right
oh,
here
yeah.
on KSFS. I am Cody Patton.
And I'm Jason Neal.
And once again, thank you for joining us. Call us in 415-338-1532 if you want to talk to us.
Oh,
and of
yeah.
course, talk to us on
you know,
the chat
two
role.
Big questions tonight. Matt Cain and his contract.
Yes.
What do you give him to keep him in San Francisco?
And where is Peyton Manning going? Simple as that.
And I will be telling you soon.
Jason, why don't you start us off? I
okay.
like to call this a little bit of Jason's Believe It or Not.
And
you got some funny stories. Let's hear them.
And, you know, first off, we're going to start with soccer.
Yes.
And the headline goes, environmental group wants frog juice drinker Park Ji-sung to help protect the frogs.
He's drinking frog juice?
Yes. It's supposed to help him strengthen himself up after being sore and tired.
It's sort of like a little boost.
Yes.
That's
I don't know if it's just a coincidence,
juice.
But after it
what?
Was revealed
what
that Park eats
in-
frogs as it means to boost his strength.
What is in frog juice? Or is it like
I don't know.
Is it like you throw a couple frogs in a blender
and
you drink
and
it?
And the group is called Frog Friends. And if this is not weird, this is so funny. Because who eats frogs to strengthen themselves up?
Yeah, that's a little strange.
And who plays soccer and eats frogs to keep him strength?
Well, I guess
and
this
then
guy.
Who finds out that the man is eating frogs and a Frog Friends group wants you to stop eating frogs?
Frog Friends. You know, I'm going to admit
illegally
something weird here.
Poaching frogs, too, in Korea.
I have an irrational fear of frogs. That's not a joke. You laugh.
Are you afraid the tongue's going to
I don't like
in?
Frogs. I like Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
But frogs in general, I'm just kind of like, bleh. I don't know.
Yeah, it's illegal. He's from Korea.
Yeah.
And it's illegal to poach frogs
okay.
and to eat them. So he's already in trouble by his country.
Why?
This is not Jason's weird segment. This is so weird because I could find an article.
This was
about a Ji-sung Parker who plays for Manchester United midfielder.
Only here. Frog
and
juice.
Former South Korean national team captain.
Frog juice.
For increasingly threat to frogs in his country. He's a threat.
He is a threat.
Frogs.
He is a threat to all the frogs. This is just getting weird. What's next?
Jose Canseco. I know
oh,
you're going to mention.
Oh my gosh!
But he did tweet earlier today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To former Cardinals manager Tony La Russa, saying,
yes.
"Hey, tell Big Mac I'm sorry. I shouldn't have written the book."
He is. If you follow him on Twitter, it's like you're watching a man. Slowly going, yes, exactly. Just going insane. It's sad and hilarious at the same time.
He's
it's 47, just horrifying.
And he plays baseball now.
Well, he was trying at least.
And this is also what makes me laugh because he thinks baseball and his friends tell him that they are sabotaging his Quintana Roo Tigers Mexican AAA team.
Yeah.
Sabotaging,
trying to play in the Mexican league.
Sabotaging him. And trying to kick him out of the game in general.
Because he won't take a drug test. Because
he
said, I don't want to take a drug
and
test.
And he said that he's still in the game. What game are you in? You're not even in professional baseball here.
If there's, I mean, this Jose Canseco, again, this Twitter account, is just delusions of grandeur to
when he
the
decided,
grandest level.
When he decided to play UFC, become a UFC fighter or mixed martial artist, that was the dumbest. Him and Shaq should face each other.
There's rock bottom, and then there's Jose Canseco's, 10 rock bottoms?
Yes.
The man is a mess.
And it's just...
He's trying to be Kenny Powers.
And it's failing.
There you go.
But he wants to be a power hitter. And he thinks that somebody in the major leagues will one day come back to him. And he's 47!
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, have you ever thought about being a mascot, Cody?
No, I haven't.
Okay, mascot...
Well, maybe I have.
Have you heard of a mascot boot camp?
No. No, I haven't. No. What is this?
A man, Jonathan Carey,
right,
wanted to become a mascot,
yeah,
for a professional team.
Okay.
And he didn't know that you would have to know and fill in some requirements. First, you have to read an 83-page manual on how to become a mascot and what you do as a mascot and what criteria is a mascot.
Dance around. Don't hurt the children. And... don't soil yourself in the suit because it will be just a mess.
Yes. So this man, Jonathan, says, I couldn't make the height requirements is what he said when he tried out to be a mascot.
Huh. How now, tall do you have to be?
Depends on the character. So yeah, if you're Goofy, I think you have to be 6'5".
Yeah. Okay. I've actually heard at Disneyland the Mickey Mouse is usually, you have to be like 5'8", 5'10".
And close in that range.
Yeah.
I could be Mickey Mouse.
You could be Mickey Mouse. For all you know, Jason Neal is at Disneyland during the summer as Mickey Mouse. Just saying.
I'm creeped out about that.
How is that creepy?
I just opened my closet. Time to go to work. This giant Mickey Mouse outfit sitting in my room.
But you're making children's days. And you're putting a smile on their
Mickey
face.
Mouse. That's the cool thing.
That takes
a lot
of skill.
They
always thought
through,
that.
2 weeks of training to make sure they got it down.
Wow. Look at this. The secret world of mascots.
And he goes, you know what? I joined, and it's in Vero Beach, Florida.
Wow.
It's a long weekend of goofing alongside a half dozen minor league baseball mascots under the tutelage of a man best known as the original Philly Fanatic.
Well, I will be graduated by next... time the next time this
so this,
this
is
mascot
what this
camp comes.
Man decided to rent out.
Yeah.
He said,
go
I
ahead.
Dilapidated a panda costume for the occasion, specifically because it's A, looks ridiculous,
yeah,
B, fits neatly into an overhead bin, and C, check out A again.
You know, I like I said, me and you will be graduated by the time this next mascot camp comes along. What do you say? Sounds like a nice little trip right before we go into the real
said,
world.
Have you ever thought about a different career? And the guy goes, no. Nope. I should think about it, though.
Oh, and on that note,
I guess they wouldn't allow you to be Goofy for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, on that note, why don't we look at the worst in sports from the past week? Yes, it is yours and mine and everybody in the world's favorite segment. Well, I think I'm completely exaggerating.
But
anyway,
tell them what it is. Tell them, describe what happens here.
It's three strikes. Strikes.
Describe to the listeners
once again,
what is three strikes.
Three strikes, we look at the worst in sports from the past week. What were some of the low lights and some of the lower lights? So why don't we start, as we always do, with strike one goes to the Giants and the Diamondbacks.
Oh, it's not their
it's
fault.
It's not their fault. Actually,
it goes to this.
To a swarm of bees.
Oh, no, not the bees.
Yes, I know.
Not the bees.
Oh, I know.
Nick Cage.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I know they're everywhere. Yes, they were everywhere. They were everywhere at the Arizona Diamondbacks and San Francisco Giants spring training
Imagine
game.
Imagine you being that cameraman going, can you please go back to your camera next to the swarm of bees?
Yes, please. We need a good shot of that swarm of bees. Just get right in the bee's face. Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Because I want to die by 1,000 bees.
Oh, yeah, that just sounds
dandy. As Dan Cook says, I want to punch every bee in the face.
Hey, there's a
killer
bee shortage.
Bees.
Hey,
who
man,
wants to go by killer bees?
There's a bee shortage, man. The bees are
horses,
kill-
I'd be
the bees are dying.
But killer bees.
Yeah, I'm glad we saw a swarm of bees because I've been hearing about the bees might go extinct and stuff.
I'd rather have them go extinct and kill me.
But then we're not going to have any honey, and we're not going to have anything pollinated, and the whole world's just going to blow up.
There's synthetic honey for you.
I guess so.
It's almost the same, just bad.
This is the 21st century. We are in the future. Yes, there was a 41-minute delay due to a massive bee infestation.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
This only happens in spring training, and it only happens to the Giants. Do you remember, actually, a couple years ago, there was a bee infestation at Petco Park?
Do you remember the Nats attacking the Nats? The ALCS, Indians, Yankees.
God darn insects and disrupting my baseball games.
I know. Well, at least it was preseason. It wasn't like day one, opening day at AT&T Park.
That Petco game, that was a regular season game, though, at Petco Park.
That's the dumbest thing that could ever stop a game.
Oy, bees. But
you
that's
know those
scary,
little
man.
Bee things that you hang from trees that sucks them in?
They
should put that all over
All
the
over
parks.
The park. Yeah, why not? Well, anyway, why don't we move on to strike?
Let's do it.
Doop. Goes to David Price, starting pitcher of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, I know this.
David Price, great pitcher, good young arm.
So dumb.
David Price pitched today, or yesterday.
Who cares when he pitched? It's what he said.
Basically, it's not even what he said, it's what he did. Well, actually, what he said, he admitted to it. He got hurt. He's hurt right now. Why? Because he was basically trying to wipe the sweat off of his head, tiling himself down. And he injured himself because he was doing it far too aggressively.
This reminds me of someone named Sammy Sosa and
yeah.
coughing down the stairs.
The sneeze, the violent sneeze that gave him back spasms kept him out like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
There was Jeremy Affelt last year, cut his hand barbecuing.
No, he cut his hand trying to break
oh,
open
that's right.
the frozen hamburger.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. And everyone does it. They always jam the knife in the hamburgers.
See, that's why you defrost them
yeah,
first.
Yeah, exactly. And then, didn't somebody fall down their steps carrying their groceries one time?
I thought that was Sosa as well.
Yeah.
I think he did it twice. He sneezed, and then he fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
He's like the most injury-prone stair man ever.
Yeah. But toweling yourself off in the dugout, and getting hurt. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but if he's out for a while, that's so ridiculous.
What I thought you were going to go with, he said women can't drive.
Did
he
really say? Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
he goes, this is what he said. Everybody, especially women, please don't take this as disrespectful, or I'm just going to tell you something, but don't take it to heart. Women can't drive, is what he tweeted.
Happy National Women's Day, everybody! That's actually today.
And that's what he tweeted yesterday.
How nice, David Price. Well, then maybe karma came back to bite you in the ass, my friend.
Probably.
As we move on to strike three. Woo. Goes to Major League Soccer. Their season's about to start up. Oh. Actually, I believe it's just started up.
Bring it.
The MLS. Well, it's not really the MLS. It's whoever the media intern at the MLS is.
Oh,
which,
geez.
You know, that will probably be one of us one day. Oh, it's not what he wrote. It's what he took a picture of. He posted, I'm sure it was because he thought he was on his own Facebook.
Yeah.
But he was actually logged into the MLS Facebook.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of a billboard that just read, strippers. And he said, quote, you had me at strippers. Except it wasn't on his Facebook. It was on the Major League Soccer Facebook.
Oh, what an idiot.
Oh,
that's the dirt moment of the week.
And now there's a young man out there looking for another media internship.
You know what? I saw you're talking about billboards. I saw one that said sex in big bold letters, right? Mm-hmm. Underneath it says, since we got your attention, go eat at Subway.
Ah, that's like that Simpsons episode. There's a Simpsons episode where Bart Simpson runs for president, and then Homer's like, here's how you get them, and then they put up a poster, and that's what it says. Sex, now that I have your attention. But anyway,
and
Simpsons.
In strike four, we talked about Jose Canseco.
Yes, we had a drop third strike, yes.
In my weird segment, but he is bounced from the Mexican League after admitting to using testosterone.
There you go.
Once a juicer, always a juicer is how this article starts. And he goes, you know what? How can they test positive for me? Because he supposedly took a test and test positive. When I don't have any documentation of taking a test, and I didn't take anything. He goes, I need it for my health, and a doctor prescribes it to me.
Jose
That's
Canseco.
Why he's playing in the Mexican League. But you're drop third strike. What is it?
Jose Canseco. That was my third
strike?
Oh,
that was it? Okay, I wasn't sure.
I was saying that we had a drop third strike.
Oh, yeah, it's Jose Canseco all night.
So we had to go to strike four. Jose Canseco night here.
It is, and what a pathetic man he's turned into.
Oh, God, it really is. It really is.
It's like, Jose, come on.
Jose, can you see that you're just
Jose, can you see?
Why don't we take a break? But before we welcome back to First Down.
Welcome back.
You're on KSFS. Oh, I am Cody Passby.
I'm Jason Neal.
And we got to get to our big topic, one of the biggest topics of the night, one of the biggest topics in sports, and it's Peyton Manning, who is no longer an Indianapolis Colt. It was inevitable. But there were certainly tears yesterday. Peyton Manning and Jim Irsay both held a press conference.
Jim Irsay can suck it.
Hey, man, you know what? He didn't look good at the beginning of this, but, you know, I think it's all right. I think that this was inevitable. We all knew that he was going to probably go. The Colts were going to move on. So now...
Does anybody ever take the word of the player?
Huh.
Peyton Manning's been there his whole career. Wouldn't you want him to end it, even if he's injured?
Sure.
Just let him retire.
But you also, if you're Peyton Manning, though, you also want to start. You want to start.
Well, he could. If Andrew Luck has any back. If they're. Okay, this is how I look at it. I'd rather have Peyton Manning be starter and then take him away from it and put Andrew Luck in it than have Dan Orlovsky be my opening day starter and have Orlovsky mentor Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I looked at it.
We do have some predictions on where he will end up. We have Nostradamus among us tonight, or Nostradamus Jr., I should say. He says in the year 2013, or I guess 2012, a P-man will shine in aqua blue and green. What does he mean? What does he mean, Nostradamus? Speaks of the future.
Geez.
The Miami Dolphins, that's right, and I think that's where we all think he's going to go. Miami seems to make too much sense. To me, makes too much sense. Now, let's break this down. There is a lot of teams. It's more like...
Well, the problem is there's so many guesses between professionals and us as professionals is where we think he's going to go and where we want him to go.
I feel like every team... There are less teams... Let's see. Okay, let's break this down. The Patriots are not in. The Packers are not in.
Okay.
The Saints are not in. Probably
Carolina
the Panthers
are not in.
And then
the Steelers. Probably,
Steelers are not in. That's about
Cowboys.
It. Cowboys probably not. No, they've got Romo.
Okay,
but that's about it though. Everybody else seems like they
the
could.
Rams
do it.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But probably the, not.
The Giants aren't.
Okay. Yeah, the Giants. Totally forgot about the Giants. Obviously.
The Saints aren't.
Yeah, we said the Saints.
Sorry.
So that's about eight teams that are
out
not in it. Out of 32. Everybody else might have a bit of interest. The Bears, maybe not, but they might have a little
Bears.
Bit of interest. But everybody else has some interest. Even Denver came out today. Even there were reports coming out that Denver's
here's
got interest.
One. Here's another one. Buffalo's probably not interested. They just signed Fitzpatrick for 5 years.
They're reluctantly not interested.
But if we're talking about where he's going to go, and Michael Silver, a great writer on sports.
Yes,
Yahoo,
Mike Silver. Good stuff.
He put out a list, and I'm going to read you this list for you listeners to critique on and or to laugh at.
So we can look at the teams that are likely in the Peyton Manning hunt.
Yes, and these are the teams he gives us 12.
Well,
and the first one starts with an LOL, and that's the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills, let's be honest. Come on. Ryan Fitzpatrick
then,
is there.
Two words, he says. Brad Childress and the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. It's not going to happen. Even though the Browns want a quarterback, they want to go young. They're going to go harder at RG3, Robert Griffin III in that second pick.
The Browns signed Colt McCoy, and I was so hoping he'd be great. And he was a great college quarterback, and he's one of those Ryan Leafs.
It hasn't translated to the NFL.
Here's
but I think they're going to go for Robert Griffin.
With new coach, Romeo Crennel.
Crennel, yes. That would be Kansas City, right?
Kansas City.
Oh, see, this is a hot pick.
I don't like it at all.
Kansas City has weapons if they can get Dwayne Bowe back.
But they don't have a great defense.
Yeah, but people will say, oh, this team is only 1 year removed from an AFC West title. Who's to say if they get Manning, things will change? I don't see.
See, Matt Castle's a great quarterback for them, and I think he's works for the system.
Kansas City's lost a lot of pieces, and they got to try and keep Dwayne Bowe. I think they're gonna have their attention set elsewhere.
I think Dwayne Bowe might go elsewhere, maybe
exactly.
To the Bears or San Francisco.
But if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you say let's get Manning back, then obviously Dwayne Bowe's gonna say, hey, that sounds pretty good, and he might go.
Maybe
back.
If he hasn't signed somebody else before.
Yeah. So
here's
he might win
number 9 from Mr. Silver.
Yes.
The Jacksonville Joke Wires.
The Joke Wires, yeah, that's right. See, now here's an interesting thing I heard today. Somebody I heard was saying, just tossing it around.
This would be another horrible move, I think, that you would not want to go to Jacksonville.
Someone was tossing it around that Manning could go to the Broncos, and the Broncos could trade Tebow to the Jaguars, because the Jaguars, they wanted Tebow all along.
That's the dumbest thing. I think it's Tebow will be great anywhere he goes.
Well, moving on.
As he gives me the weirdest look.
Moving on. Who's next? What other teams are in contention?
Number 8, Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals
and
again.
The only reason why it would work
is Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald.
And that defense is still not up to par with stopping teams.
But you pair together Manning and Fitzgerald. Are they the favorites in the NFC West?
No.
No?
No.
Are they a 9-10 win team?
Yes.
Yeah. And that could sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. But still.
But does Manning want to sneak in the playoffs, or does he want to be
a contender. Exactly. And the only team I think of, I think of two teams, but we'll get to that soon.
We'll get to that. Give me some more teams that are contenders for Manning.
Rex Ryan, Jets.
See, this is the sexy pick. Going to the Jets.
But he doesn't want to play against his brother.
Why would you want to go to New York? And I mean, maybe he wants to do that.
If you're not truly Peyton Manning anymore.
But B, the drama. Do you really think Peyton Manning's going to want to deal with all that drama?
Peyton Manning, Eli Manning.
No
who's better?
Way. No. I'm talking just the Jets.
I know. Besides that, too.
With all that stuff, Sanchez
hold a clipboard.
It's
when
not.
He's brought them the 2 AFC championships.
And I know a lot of people say a lot of stuff about Mark Sanchez, leadership and all this work ethic and stuff.
He brought them the 2 AFC championships.
The defense brought him to those 2 AFC championships.
If you don't have that offense, you don't beat those teams to make it there. He almost beat the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
He almost beat them.
I will say, though, give him a chance. He's been there for 3 years. He's not, and he has made progress. Look, is he great? No. But he could still be a good quarterback. He's very young. Give him another shot. New York's not happening. No way. Who's next? Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Who's next?
Oh, well.
Come on!
I don't like this, and a lot of people think this is where he's going to go because they have a lot of money. It's up north. It's the Seahawks.
You know, that's another team. Will they be the NFC West champions? Actually, that team played really well in the second half. They were exciting.
As I'm shaking my head.
They got Marshawn Lynch back.
Don't matter.
Manning to the Seahawks, you know. If Seattle gets him, I think they're the first team of this whole list that I can say... They could dethrone the Niners, and they could be a very legitimate contender.
Okay.
I think they could. I don't think they will. I think Seattle's got the money, but I don't think it's going to happen because a lot of this is where does Manning want to play? You know?
Manning wants to play for an instant contender.
And he wants to be comfortable. I think that's a big thing.
He wants to be in an offense where he can lead it.
Yeah.
And where he knows.
Seattle, for sure. Seattle could be a contender, but I think also just the city. I think has something to do with it.
Okay, maybe. They went to 1 Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs as a negative team.
Yeah. Who else we got? Seattle? And who's
the
next?
Your team you mentioned and the team that he's probably might sign with tomorrow, the Miami Dolphins.
I think it's the most likely one. To me, it's the city. It's a good city to play in. They love their superstars.
Be with Reggie Bush.
You get Reggie Bush, who really had a nice season.
Number one receiver, one of the top 10 receivers in the game, Brandon Marshall.
You get Brandon Marshall. Reggie Wayne wants to go to Miami. To me, it makes
to be traded.
Too much.
He does.
But the Colts have already likely said they're going to trade him because of salary cap stuff.
I'd take him right now.
The defense is young and improving. To me, if Manning goes there, they get him and Brandon Marshall and Reggie Bush. They get another receiver there. They get a nice improving defense, maybe a piece here or there. That's a team that can contend.
Number 4, let's go with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
And I think this is the dumbest thing.
The Redskins are the type of team that would do this, though. They're the type of team that would say, let's go after Manning. He's a veteran, and he's going to be overpaid, because that's what the Redskins love to do. They love to overpay their veterans, and they hate to draft.
Yes. And Mike Shanahan is not the same coach he used to be.
And, you know, Daniel Snyder is...
Okay, here's one I like, even though Tebow would get moved away. The Denver Broncos is number 3.
It's interesting, because if you put Manning there, another team that goes from sort of in the middle of the pack to title contender.
Exactly.
I think they're an interesting one.
They have a better defense than all of these teams on the list before them.
Yeah.
But now, definitely. This is the weirdest place, but I like it. I like it because it's the Niners.
Oh, yeah.
And
we this is the big one. This is what we're going to be talking about until Manning signs.
Don't know me. I'm not an Alex Smith supporter.
Yes.
And I would love to see number 18 join the ranks of, say, a Joe Montana. A Steve Young.
Yeah.
You know, and it would just be amazing to see Peyton with this defense and a team that was knocking on the door.
They should have won that game.
They should have won the Super Bowl
game.
Too.
If Manning came to the Niners, they are the contenders.
They are the Super Bowl contenders right now.
He will be
and you can pay Alex Smith, and Alex Smith, you know what? I would sit behind Peyton Manning. I would actually have a mentor finally. And you know, he did great as a starter, but he still choked in the NFC Championship game.
Does a 28-year-old NFL starter
really want to sit behind somebody, though? Alex Smith going, you know what? He could get injured in one game, and I could jump in and be myself again.
Look, I'm not saying
it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's 100% not going to happen. They're going to sign Alex Smith to 3 years, $30 million, which I think is a joke.
I think they can. I mean, I won't be upset if they bring back Smith. I won't be upset. But I'm just upset that it's holding them back from going.
Upset because they can't draft somebody and they're going to go sign somebody unless it's Peyton Manning.
When it's obvious that there's a guy out there who can bring you from where you were last year
and
NFC Championship,
push you inside that door into that room.
Exactly. Everybody will say they're the favorite. Why not do it?
Instantly. Jim Harbaugh would be like, hey, I got probably, if he's healthy, the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah.
And you know, some might say, you know, his playoff record isn't good. But that defense he played with for some years was horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Peyton Manning is probably the best regular season quarterback of all time.
I'll say this. Jim Harbaugh likes to have it his way. And I think that's a big reason this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Manning's team. It won't be Harbaugh's team anymore. It'll be Manning's team.
Yeah, but I think Peyton wouldn't mind because he's on a team that could win the Super Bowl. Yeah. And then the number one team, which I think would be a great fit, and is probably
this
the
would
best,
take some work, but
the best fit is the Houston Texans.
It's interesting. It would take some work. Matt Schaub, you'd have to deal him.
And
they can get something for him.
He can go to Miami be a quarterback that could be in the playoffs against him.
Yeah. He's a great quarterback.
And I
just don't see it making sense. I think Houston will be fine. They like Matt Schaub.
The problem is he's too injury prone, and that's why I'd go after Peyton Manning. He's only been injured this one time.
But you want to talk?
Career.
But this is a potentially
suicidal decision.
Let's not go ahead and say suicidal, but it's potentially career. If he gets hurt again, it'll end his career.
Suicidal for Peyton Manning. Yeah. I'm talking about for the team itself. If they make this move and they could lose every game because he got a quarterback, and then you're stuck with the AJ
Feely.
TJ
Yates.
Yeah, there you go. And he did take you to the playoffs. He won you the first game.
Yeah.
Lost you in the second game because he played the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I don't think he wants to go anywhere near.
I think for Houston, that's too risky. I think Miami is they got money. They got a nice city to play in. They have people who want to go there.
Tony Dungy, according to Nostradamus, who's crazy right now.
Nostradamus.
Says the Niners are Tony Dungy's pick for Peyton. And Tony Dungy knows Peyton Manning.
Again, I think he just says that it would be the best place for him to go. I bet.
Well, he says Tony Dungy says he's going to San Francisco.
Well, I would love that. I think we all would love that.
And you know what?
I just think why
I would go out and buy his jersey tomorrow morning.
Why hold back? Why? You know, why not make yourself a championship contender? You're going to have a much tougher schedule next year with Alex Smith at the helm, probably, and a great defense and good offensive weapons.
Well, you know, Nostradamus did say that we don't project our quarterback very well. It's because the O-line on one side is very young still.
Yeah.
And when you have Chilo Rochelle as your tackle, that's horrible.
He won't be there in next
They'll
season.
They'll draft somebody. They will sign somebody. And this offensive line will be 10 times better. Times better.
Why limit yourself? You can become the best team in the NFL if you get Peyton Manning.
Why wouldn't you go for it? And you know what? If Alex Smith leaves, you know what? A lot of San Francisco fans, I don't think would be very angry about it.
No, if it's for Manning, of course not.
And you can go find somebody in the draft in the later rounds, and that's where they found Joe Montana way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a coach that changed this team instantly.
Plus, who would you rather have mentoring a guy like Colin Kaepernick?
Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh.
And Scott
uh-huh.
Torzine.
That too, but more Kaepernick.
Torzine. I'd rather have Torzine as my quarterback.
Well, anyway, that's too far in the future. We're talking Manning versus Smith, right? Oh, my gosh. Peyton
okay.
Manning is
that,
man.
That,
is
here's
ridiculous.
Another comparison I heard. Peyton Manning, number one overall pick. Alex Smith.
Number one overall pick.
Why can't you compare the two?
I don't know.
You look at their careers, number one overall pick. Yeah, I know Peyton Manning's got him destroyed. And Alex Smith goes to the playoff once, and everybody is praising his feat.
It's almost like, I don't know, to me, by not doing it, Jim Harbaugh is showing that he is sort of...
I don't think it's Harbaugh's decision. I think it's...
It's Harbaugh, it's Balky, and it's York.
And I think it's more of York's decision.
But I just don't know. You could become the team.
But we don't know who's signing with tomorrow. There's no confirmed rumors because everybody on Twitter yesterday and on Facebook and on ESPN, the Eastern Sports Programming Network, and you know the NFL Network, they have no idea what is going on because there's so many. There's 24 teams in the race.
Yeah, it's for Peyton Manning. Exactly. There are 24 teams that are in this race for Peyton, and it's gonna end soon. We're talking about it like it's just begun, but guess what? It's probably ending.
But I think it should be just beginning. If I'm Peyton, I want to make sure that there's a note, physical, beautiful piece of paper that says, I am 100% can play.
I know. But he's going to get an incentive-laden deal?
Oh, and if I'm him, I'm worried for my life. I want to make sure I'm 100% and this is not going to happen again.
But you also need a job. You also want a job.
What are you talking about?
You also want a job.
$25 million a year.
But you want
$25 million for not playing.
You want it. You want to be on there. You don't think
he's
deal?
Got a ring. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback right now.
What do you want? Niners. 49ers.
If it is.
Come on.
And if I see the panel tomorrow and Peyton Manning gets up, stands there, and he goes, you know, I wish I was playing for the Colts, but I'm playing for the Niners tomorrow. I would jump around, and I would never be so excited since making the playoffs last year. That's how it would feel, because I'd feel like we made the playoffs.
The Niners just became
I wouldn't say
favorites.
We won the Super Bowl. I'd say we make the playoffs, and you know what? Everybody's going to pay attention to us now.
And even if Manning gets hurt sometimes, I just feel like it'd be fun. It'd be so much fun.
I wouldn't care if he got knocked out once. Be like, hey, Peyton Manning threw one touchdown. Maybe that's probably.
Well, then maybe we have a big.
I know,
problem
but you know, John said he would play till November. I would take it. By November, we'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
With Peyton Manning, we'd be in the playoffs.
Peyton Manning in the red and gold, baby.
And
hopefully.
You know what? The problem is that he might get bountied because we do play New Orleans next year.
Hopefully, it's not just a pipe dream, but I got a feeling it is.
I agree, but if he goes to Miami, I feel sorry for him because I don't think he's going to win there.
I think he could. I think he becomes.
I just don't think he's going to.
And why don't we take a break? When we come back, the NBA trade deadline.
20 minutes left.
Is coming. Gosh, do we really? The time just flew by, did it not? The NBA trade deadline's coming up. When we come back, we will talk about the top 5 trade candidates in the NBA. You are listening to First Down right here on KSFS. And welcome back to First Down. Oh, my goodness.
Before we came on, after some depressing news. And Nostradamus Jr., you're making me laugh so hard. If you're on the chat roll, please go on. And it says, he says, the Warriors of the State of the Golden, of State of Golden, will always suck. Nostradamus, March 1552.
Nostradamus, you're killing it tonight, dude.
On
you're
a
killing it.
Roll.
Speaking of the NBA, which Nostradamus already.
But before we go there,
yes.
NCAA tournaments are going on.
Oh, yeah, we got all the tourneys.
Congratulations. For beating Gonzaga, yes. What the best basketball game besides the Indiana over Duke last second shot.
My grandfather's not too happy. He is a Zag, so I clap because it's the Bay Area, but a little part of me is upset.
And
that
coach over there, he's 25 win season and tournament berths every year, it seems like, the last 5 years.
St. Mary's is becoming a power.
I would like to congratulate the Smarty Pants of the Eastern Coast.
Yes.
Harvard made it. And
yeah, they did.
Won for the first time, made it to the NCAA tourney since the beginning when America entered World War II.
And do we know who won the Cal-Stanford game tonight? That was
it was Cal.
Cal won, so a little bit of payback after they lost the regular season Pac-12 championship. We'll go a lot more into college basketball next week once we know the brackets. It's going to be a big bracketology episode of First Down. So I can't wait.
I can't wait to pull out that piece of paper and suck it.
I'll have my opposite picks. I'll have one of all the guys I wanted to win and all the ones I think are going to lose.
Exactly.
And then, of course, my mascots, because come on, that's, you know,
who doesn't do the mascot bracket?
But why don't we go to the professional game as we talk about the NBA?
This game that is better to watch.
How about the top 5? The trade deadline is March 14th.
That's next Wednesday.
So let's go over the top 5 trade candidates in the NBA, and let's start with number 5. We're going to stick in the Bay Area.
Yes.
It's two players, Monte Ellis and Steph Curry. Here's the question I give to you.
Yes.
Will they be packing their bags on Wednesday, or are they going to stay home?
I say 95% both of them could probably be gone.
Whoa.
More of 100% that Monte Ellis will be gone.
I think a big decision needs to be made. because the Warriors at a point where they have to decide what's the future of our franchise.
And the future is not these two because they can't play defense.
And they have to figure out which guy is going to stick around.
And you forgot to add one more name. I think David Lee is probably going to go too.
Well, I think Lee is more likely to stay because I think that contract
Lee
is a little less tradable.
More than both of them, besides Monte.
I think Monte gives
Steph
you a nice haul.
Yeah, but the way Lee's destroying with points, putting down.
I just think though they're not going to want to take that contract. That's what I think.
I think somebody will. If you're the Knicks, maybe.
No matter what,
if you're Miami. Maybe.
Are we? I think we're both in agreement. The Warriors not only are going to do something, they have to do something.
Well, they have to do something. And, you know, Ryan said earlier that the Warriors need a big man to win. And I've been saying this for the last 3 years that they need a big man to win. And it could happen.
They've been saying it since Wilt the Stilt left the Bay Area
and
in his one season in the Warriors.
Superman of Howards could come here.
And we'll get to that in a little bit as our number four pick is from the desert. Steve Nash, he says he doesn't want to leave. The Suns say he may not leave. The Suns, though, are well out of playoff contention.
So long,
and
Steve Nash.
Why not? You're going to get a nice haul for him.
To where?
Who knows?
Dallas, Miami?
L.A., Miami. Teams need point
Imagine
guards.
Imagine this lineup starting in the NBA Finals. You got Nash, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James.
Oh my goodness.
And if they go get a big man.
Who knows?
In the center besides Bosh.
Who knows?
Like a Brooke Lopez?
Possibly. If they can get some sort of deal, I doubt
that happens. Mm-hmm. If that happens at all, either one of those two, mm-hmm. if you don't say Miami's not the winner of the finals mm-hmm. after that big trade of somebody,
yeah.
you got to be joking. OKC is losing to teams mm-hmm. right now that they shouldn't lose to.
It'll be tough to find a good suitor, I think, for Steve Nash, but teams want him. Teams are going to want him.
They will adjust their starting lineup to put Steve yeah. Nash in the lineup.
And if the Phoenix Suns are not shopping him, I don't believe it. If they're saying that, oh, we're not actively shopping him, no.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on. He would be the number one or two point guard on the market.
Right exactly.
Now. Number three.
Number three.
We go to L.A. and Pau Gasol.
Oh.
Does he leave
Mr.
or does he go?
Mr. Pau Gasol is going to go, and he's going to go probably to New Jersey.
So
if Dwight Howard doesn't go to New Jersey.
Right.
And they're going to get Rasheed Wallace to replace him.
Oh, jeez.
And they've been
the
already about
Sheed.
To sign him for the last like week
goodness.
And a half, 2 weeks maybe, maybe in a month,
God.
Feels like. And they're going to not win in the playoffs.
yeah. I think if they
it's
get
pathetic.
If they get Powell, I want to see what they can try and get for him. I don't think, I just don't know
Powell's
what they're going to get for him.
One of the great players in his position right now.
They're going to have to find a trade. Like, maybe this could be the trade as we go to
Warriors, Lakers, and Orlando.
Who knows? As we go to our number
Bynum
two pick,
to Oakland.
This could be a name that the Lakers look at and possibly trade Powell for. I doubt they trade Powell for him because...
Jared Williams?
No, possibly Williams. I just don't know where Powell would fit in and where he has any value on any
Warriors.
Team that needs a point guard. Maybe,
trade Bynum
but what happens?
Gasol for Howard and Monte.
Wouldn't that be nice, but I doubt it'll happen. As we go to our number two pick, and it is a point guard.
Yeah.
And he's from Boston.
Yeah.
Again, another
Ooh,
one.
Are we talking about someone that has a mental problem?
Something like that. But the Celtics say we're not going to get rid of him. He says I don't want to leave. But Rajon Rondo is always
that
on the trade market,
sucks without
seems.
Him. And
exactly.
You know, they played a game against the Knicks that was kind of pathetic by the Knicks. Like,
I guess they're thinking that we're no good and we're too old. So let's trade the one guy of value we have to get a ton
some,
of value.
Yes, I agree. And I think he should go. But I just don't think he should go to the Lakers.
Again, the Lakers are going to be calling.
Yeah, but Rondo does not fit in with someone like Kobe Bryant.
I think Rondo is talented enough that he could fit in anywhere.
Yeah, but if Rondo doesn't get his shots, he doesn't like playing.
Of course, there's the talk that the Warriors and Celtics may just swap point guards.
And you know he's... Exactly.
Rondo for...
Curry.
Yeah.
I would do it right now.
Be interesting.
And, you know, Rondo put up one of the best games I've seen in a while from point guard. He had 18
points. Oh, he had that triple-double. Yeah,
20,
just a couple days
19
ago.
19 assists and like 20 rebounds. And it was crazy.
Day later, Darren Williams had 57.
Yes.
Darren Williams may be a name that could be traded. And who would have thought?
And
last year, the Nets tried to get him to be like, he's going to be one of our faces in Brooklyn.
And now they're saying, get out of here.
Because they don't know if they're going to get Dwight Howard.
And they don't know if Jay-Z is going to be their owner.
Yeah. Which leads us to our number one.
Yes.
It's Dwight Howard.
It's
Dwight Howard.
And Dwight Howard, I think he's going to be one of those guys that could blow up if he gets traded. Because he's talking so much trade, and he's going to go to a team that needs him the most, and he might choke.
Yeah. I think Howard stays, because I think that the Magic are number three in the Eastern Conference. They're not nearly as good as the Bulls or the Heat. But they'll be damned if they don't try, because weirder things have happened in the playoffs.
If your big man wants to go, he might not play well in the playoffs.
Sure, maybe. But weird, stranger things have happened in the postseason. And I know the Magic are trying to get Monte because Dwight Howard said he'd like to play with Monte. But who are the Magic going to give up? They got to get a three-way deal to make that
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. And Daniel Vesemar, again, thank you for listening. He's calling thank in you. Saying Derrick Rose. He's a big Bulls fan from Chicago, you know. And I says Rose is kind of annoyed with Howard. And why would you be annoyed about someone that's not on your team?
Meanwhile, yeah, the Bulls are maybe the most stable team in the NBA with all the great talent they got. And they're right back at the top of the East. Who would have thought?
They got to watch out for Miami, though.
Yes. Both of those. I mean, the Bulls and the Heat are just miles away from everybody else in the conference. It'll be interesting to see what happens this trade deadline. I think it's going to be really quiet.
I agree.
But I think the Warriors are going to make
If Howard goes, it's one of the most epic trade deadlines
If Howard goes, the dominoes fall.
All hell breaks
loose. If Howard goes within the next week, then you're going to see the trade market bust wide open.
And you're going to see Steph Curry is going to go probably too.
Yeah.
You're going to see wipes and wipeouts
the thing
of
is,
players going everywhere.
I don't think that the Monte and Curry thing really depends on Howard.
No, but
the Warriors did say they would like to get Howard, but we'll see how they play in the next couple of games.
But it could, because it's going to affect everybody in the league if Howard goes.
It'll be huge, but I don't think it'll happen. Exactly. I think, yeah, it's just, they're going to wait till summer, and they'll see what happens. Maybe they can swing a deal to get a guy like Monte in the offseason. Maybe they swing a deal
we'll
to get somebody
big.
I doubt
it.
I doubt it.
Yep. If it doesn't blow up, I would be sad because I want to see it go crazy.
Let's just see madness in the NBA.
I want to see chaos. Like the NHL season next year is going to be with the conferences.
Oh, just mass chaos is always. We here at KSFS, we embrace the chaos. Embrace the chaos, NBA. As we will take our final break of the night. When we come back, we'll have some final thoughts. We'll give you a little Sharks thoughts. A rough game tonight.
You know what?
Rough
Can
stretch.
I say before we go?
Yes.
Into a break. Let's go Harvard. NCAA champions.
Oh, gosh.
I would love to see that.
Jeremy Lin and you
Revenge
rooting for Harvard.
Of the nerds.
There you go. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
To see a Harvard-Yale championship game.
We'll be right back. Oh, my gosh. Wow. We'll be right back after our final music break. Welcome back here to First Down on KSFS. We will wrap things up. I am Cody Pasby.
I am Jason Neal.
And can we quickly here, we'll talk about the Sharks. I mean, it's just, they lost again tonight to Dallas.
We were listening to that game before
we came on.
I've never felt so angry at a hockey team in a long time.
Look, it's 16 games left for the Sharks. They're only 4 points down in the Western in the Pacific
they
Division.
They can end by not making it by 1 point.
Oh, jeez.
And
I know
what
I
fear.
Them, LA, Phoenix, Dallas, they're all in it, man. And it's just gotten really intense here. And you know, it's just the quality of play has just not been there. And it's just little mistakes.
Yeah.
Because every time,
it's horrible.
The last few games, every time
they
scored a goal.
They went to fix their defense by getting rid of Heatley and Setoguchi, and now they're suffering because they didn't keep those two.
Yeah. They need.
And Heatley and Setoguchi are thriving in Minnesota.
Finish. You need. I mean, the Minnesota Wild aren't really thriving, but yeah, you're
they
right.
They were earlier this year, and they were thriving
at
some point. They were number one team in the conference.
Yeah.
And you know what? They don't know how to finish, and you're correct.
They need to know how to finish. They got to finish because right now it's
they need Mortal Kombat finish them.
Exactly.
In the middle of it, and they don't know how to do it.
Because tonight they were up 3-2. They should have had 2 points in this game. Dallas should have had none.
That Edmonton game made me so angry. We get that go-ahead goal by Klo, and it's like, what? They scored in 10 seconds after that?
Again.
Instantly. I changed the channel for a second thinking we're going to commercials.
Again, the quality of play. It's a lack of concentration. The defense has been lacking. And this is a team that they can't give up a lot of goals. This is a team that is a defensive team. They can't be giving up goals. It's going to be an interesting stretch here in the last few weeks. And if the Sharks don't make it in the playoffs, it'll be a very, very strange feeling here in the Bay Area.
Exactly. But you know what? As we come down to our last minute or two here.
Yeah,
get out of here. Let's recap what we talked about tonight, Cody.
Yeah, I mean, we talked the Matt Cain. What do you think Matt Cain's going to sign for? We didn't even say our predictions.
I say 3 years, $75 million.
5 years, $100 million. Simple as that.
I don't know if you sign him for 5 years.
I think five years
is
a good contract.
If you're the Giants and you look at how Lincecum pitched, not Lincecum, Zito pitched, and anything above 4 years is too much.
But to me, Kane's a different case, man.
You think so?
He's a homegrown player.
We hope so.
Zito had regression. Kane has not shown that.
Oh, we'll see when he signs a big contract like this, if he does.
And Peyton Manning, where is he going?
He's going to Miami.
Miami. I hope and pray it's the Niners. But let's
hope and pray it's like Houston or us. I'd rather see. I would like to see him go back to his old team and be like, "Hey, you, Andrew Luck,
Let's
this
play,
is how
man.
I play.
Let's do this. And let's wrap things up. You know what time it is. It's the end of our show. The final countdown. Hey, the Washington Wizards came back from 21 points down to defeat the Lakers yesterday. Is it panic time in L.A.?
Yes, and before you go any farther with that final countdown, for Doug Wilson, Nostradamus says, word up, Doug Wilson, dust off thy resume.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, a waiter who posted a picture of a $200 tip left by Peyton Manning got fired for doing so.
Why would that happen? That's wrong. Boss, hey, you're fired.
Lionel Messi became the first player to score five goals in a Champions League match.
We went from five goals to frog eating earlier.
Rory McIlroy became the world's number one golfer last weekend.
He's going
we
to
love Rory.
The Masters.
We love Rory.
I love Rory.
Yeah.
He's
Deion
awesome.
Sanders says his ex-wife's $200 million lawsuit
hitter?
Is like saying it's like suing a homeless dude for a burger and some fries. That's just a great
That's
quote.
That's every man's dream when he gets sued to say that.
Also, I didn't fit it in, but Mike Tyson is going to have his own show in Vegas. I'll let that speak for itself.
My pigeons.
My God. And on that note, that is it, and that is all.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you so much once again
thank you.
For joining us this evening. I am Cody Pasby.
And I am Jason Neal.
We will have a wonderful bracketology show next week, and we'll get into more baseball.
And where is Peyton going?
Where is Peyton going?
Out.
Yeah, we'll
Maybe
probably
tomorrow.
Know. Yeah, we'll
Maybe
probably
tomorrow.
Know next week. So once again, I'm Cody Pasby.
I'm Jason Neal.
And we will see you next week. Thanks for listening to First Down and KSFS.
And don't forget Sports Roundtable tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Sports Roundtable, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tune in. We'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That ends our broadcast day here on KSFS.
See you. Good luck and good night.
Exactly.